Okay, so today we're gonna be diving into the world of HVAC.
HVAC.
But trust me on this one.
Okay.
This is way more interesting than it sounds. We are taking Norman Air, their entire website, and we're
Yeah.
gonna try to figure out what makes them tick.
Okay.
What are they really selling here?
It's interesting, yeah, like companies reveal so much about themselves online, even unintentionally. It's like digital DNA.
And the first thing I noticed right off the bat is service to the max.
To the max.
Not just
Correct.
service to the max.
Yeah.
What is the story there?
Well, I think they're laser focused on their local market. Even embedding it right into the name Norman Air. That tells me that they want to be the go-to solution for their community. Not some faceless national brand, right? And the Max thing, everybody's got to stand out, right? That's their attempt to just be like a little
A
extra.
little something extra. It's like, everyone says they offer great service,
Right.
but we're taking it to the
To
max.
the
To the
max.
max. Plus, there's this whole meet max.
Meet Max.
Is there a
Oh,
max?
yeah.
Do we ever meet this max?
It's intriguing, though. A little playful branding. Like it.
Maybe it's a slow reveal, like a movie trailer where we
Yeah.
finally meet Max at the end.
Exactly.
But speaking of knowing what customers want, because maybe that's part of it.
Right.
They go right into upfront pricing, financing available. It's like they've been listening in on every homeowner's nightmare scenario.
Absolutely. They're addressing those pain points head on. And the order, too, is really interesting. Transparency and then affordability tells you a lot about their priorities. What are they really about?
It's true. They're not trying to lure you in with this super low price only to hit you with hidden fees later. It's
What?
like they want you to feel confident, informed from the very beginning.
Transparency.
Okay, then they hit us with, I'm calling it the trust trifecta, BBB accredited, A-rated, locally owned and operated.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, but it's smart
I think it's smart.
because they're hitting all those points, right?
Absolutely.
And then they follow that up
But
with
they immediately follow it up.
100% satisfaction
The
guarantee.
bold. But, if you've got the positive reviews to back it up, which they do.
They do. 2,793 Google reviews
Whoa.
with a 4.9 star average.
That's hard to do.
That is not easy to achieve, especially in this world.
Especially in this industry.
And they're smart. They highlight those
Yeah.
actual recent testimonials right there on the page.
Yeah.
Dan, Jane, Terry. These feel like real people.
They do.
It's not just like
Yeah.
John D, five stars.
John D, no.
No, like these feel
Well, no,
like
these could be your neighbors.
exactly.
Yeah.
These could be people down the street.
Think about the last time you had a frustrating experience with a contractor.
Oh, tell me about it.
Right. And then you go to this website and you see these
Because
names.
they feel familiar.
They feel familiar.
Yeah, it makes a
It makes
difference.
a big difference.
Huge difference. Huge. Okay,
Okay.
and then they go, they're not just a wall of glowing praise. They've
Ugly.
got this whole section called
Right.
Maintenance to the Max.
Maintenance to the max.
Again with the Max.
Got to emphasize it.
They love Max,
Yeah.
but here they're not just fixing your problems,
But
they're helping you avoid the problems.
proactive. I like that.
Preventative.
Be preventative.
And they even offer a Max smart thermostat and monitoring.
They're on the cutting edge.
They're high tech.
They're high tech.
They know what's up. And it's not just about the gadgets either.
Okay.
They list all the towns they serve.
Yeah, hyperlocal.
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 They want you to know that they're your
Yeah,
neighbor,
your neighbor.
not just some
Not some guy
faceless corporation.
coming in from, who knows where.
Right, exactly.
100 miles away.
Who is this Max, though?
Right. Like, who is this Max?
Is this a founder?
Is it a person?
Is it a mascot?
Is it a dog? Like, what is it?
We don't know.
We got to find out.
This is the mystery
The
deepens.
mystery
Let's
deepens.
keep digging.
We'll keep digging. It's like they're dropping these little breadcrumbs, like little hints about Max, this commitment to going above and beyond. But there's a strategy to it. It's not just about being quirky.
It's about building that brand personality,
Right.
something that people can connect with.
Yeah, for sure.
And speaking of connecting, I noticed their website. It's not just a billboard of services. It's
Right.
actually, it's well designed.
It's clean.
It's clean, yeah.
It's modern. It's easy to navigate.
Easy to
They're
navigate.
not overwhelming you with information,
No.
but those key details are all right there.
They are.
and that big friendly schedule now button.
Yes.
They're making it easy for you.
So easy.
To take that next step.
And the phone number's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Front and center, multiple times.
Yeah, you don't have to go searching for it.
You don't have to go hunt for it. It's not buried at the bottom.
Exactly.
They're not hiding behind contact forms, email addresses.
It's right there.
It's like, call us.
Call us.
We want to hear from you.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaks to their accessibility, responsiveness.
Yes.
You know?
Totally, totally.
Dude, we're here. We're ready to help. Pick up the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do this.
And they're using that 24/7 live answering.
Oh, yeah.
As like a selling point.
Which is smart.
Because we all know how frustrating it is.
Right.
To get stuck in those automated phone menus.
The worst.
Or play phone tag for days.
Oh, it's the worst.
They're eliminating that.
Yeah. No phone tag.
From the beginning.
It shows they value your time.
Yes.
They understand that, like...
The urgency.
The urgency.
Sometimes these things are urgent.
Absolutely.
You can't be waiting around for 3 days.
Right. You need help now.
Exactly.
So we're going to answer the phone when you call.
And it goes back to that idea of
yeah.
You're not a number. You're a person.
Exactly.
With a problem.
We have a problem.
And we're here to help.
We're here to help. We're going to listen.
Okay. So they've got the website down.
Right.
They're answering the phones.
Yeah.
What about social media?
Right.
Right?
Everybody's got to have the socials.
Right. Are they just sticking to the old school stuff?
No, they're on it.
Okay.
Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. They're doing it all.
Okay.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
Because you got to meet those customers where they are.
Right.
You
know, it's true.
Build that multi-platform presence.
Yeah. They're not just relying on people to stumble across the website.
Exactly. Put themselves out there.
Engaging, engaging.
Maybe that's where we'll find Max lurking in the comments section.
Right?
Hey, that's me.
That's me. I'm Max.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, even if Max remains this, like, this mystery.
The fact that they've gone to these lengths.
Yes.
To create this cohesive brand identity online.
Yeah.
Speaks volumes.
It does.
They're thinking about the customer.
Yes.
The customer experience.
At every touch point.
At every touch point.
Every single one.
First time you see their name.
Yes.
To the moment you schedule that service call.
It's true.
They've thought about it.
They've cracked the code.
They've cracked it.
They're addressing your concerns. They're building trust.
Building that trust.
Making it easy to do business.
Exactly.
And they're doing it all while staying true to this service, to the Max philosophy.
Right. They're walking the walk.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Do they actually live up to the hype?
Right.
Right.
Anybody can talk a big game.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So to really figure that out, we need to hear from the people who really matter.
Okay.
The customers.
Customers.
And that's where the online reviews come in.
Oh, yeah.
It's one thing for a company to talk a big game on their website.
Right.
But can they back it up?
That's the real question.
That's what we're here to find out.
It's the moment of truth.
It is.
Customer reviews are like a window into the real customer experience.
Yeah.
And Norman Air has a lot of them.
Over 2,700 on Google alone.
Wow.
With an average of 4.9 stars.
That's practically unheard of.
Especially in the world of home services.
It's clear they're doing something right.
Yeah.
And remember those testimonials they highlighted on their homepage, Dan, Jane? Terry.
Yes.
Those weren't just cherry-picked fluff pieces.
Yeah.
The actual reviews go into detail.
Yeah.
Mentioning specific employees,
mm-hmm.
specific situations.
Okay.
It all feels very genuine.
Very genuine, yeah.
Like when Jane talked about how Hayden gave her different options for her AC repair and explained mm-hmm. everything clearly so she could make an informed decision.
Right.
It reinforces that upfront pricing promise.
Yes. Yes.
They're not just throwing out the cheapest solution.
They're taking the time to understand the customer's needs.
And present all the options.
Yeah, they're not just trying to sell you something.
Right.
They're actually working with you.
Yeah, it's about a partnership.
And then there's Terry, who had a small electrical issue, and Rocky showed up quickly and fixed it right away.
See, that's what I'm talking about, the little things.
Yeah.
It shows they care about the little things just as much as the big jobs.
That's true.
And that builds trust. It tells potential customers that no matter what problem they're facing, big or small, Norman Air will be there to help.
That's a great point.
And it's not just about the technical skills either.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple reviews mentioned how friendly and personable the technicians were.
Oh, I love that.
Like Marsha, who said Taylor was very friendly and made the whole experience excellent.
See, those little details matter.
Yeah, they do.
And it circles back to that community aspect they emphasize.
Right. They're not just sending out anonymous technicians.
Yeah.
They're sending people who are invested in providing a positive experience and building relationships.
Right.
Maybe that's the Max factor, that personal touch.
Oh, interesting.
That commitment to going above and beyond.
It makes you wonder, though, is there really a Max?
We've scoured their website.
Yeah.
Analyze the reviews.
Yes.
Not a single mention of an actual person named Max.
That's true.
Maybe it's a phantom mascot, a silent partner.
Maybe.
The embodiment of their company values.
Ooh.
Or maybe, just maybe, it's a stroke of marketing genius.
That's true.
A mystery that keeps people guessing, talking, and remembering the name Norman Ayer.
I like that.
Whatever the truth, one thing's for sure. Norman Ayer has crafted a compelling online presence that goes beyond selling HVAC services.
Yes.
They're selling trust. They're selling community.
They're building a story.
They're building a story.
And that, my friend, is a powerful combination.
It is. It is.
So the next time you're tempted to judge a business by its website, remember Norman Ayer.
Good point.
You might be surprised by what you can learn from a little deep dive.
Deep dive.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning.
Always keep questioning.
And keep an eye out for Max. He might be closer than you think.